Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third Perek in the Rambam's Hilchos Yisrabiya in Forbidden Relations. And here the Rambam discusses regarding that specifically of, which in the previous two parakim we spoke about in the general idea of Arayis, those of the relatives, his relatives, his wife's relatives. Here we discuss that of Eish HaSish, that of a married woman, and that of unique halacha of a Shifcha Charufa. So halacha of the Rambam begins actually those which are not biblically going to be an Eish HaSish, that of a married woman. As Rambam explains, Habal Eish is cotton. Someone has relations with the wife of a minor. And Afilo Hisi Yavama, Shabala Ben Tesha Shalom Yamechet, even if she was a Yavama, where her husband died without any children and her brother-in-law has a mitzvah of Yibum, and the Yavam was a 9-year-old, which, although actually by Yibum you don't need to have intent, and hence a 9-year-old's Bia is going to be considered a Mesa Bia, and either way it should take effect, Hareza Pater, the man has relations with this woman, even though on some level this actually is his, the Yavim's wife, but the Torah tells us, Asha Yinif as Eishas Ish, if a man has relations with a married woman, which excludes it has to be Eishas Ish, not the wife of a minor. So even if she's, so to speak, married to him, because through Yibum, still the man who has relations with her is going to be exempt from the liability of Eishas Ish. So too, if a man has relations with the wife of a deaf mute, which his Kiddushin is only rabbinic, or Veshait, or that of a mentally deranged person, or Veshas Tum Tvadregnus, or the wife of a Tum Tvadregnus, again, which all these are suffic if they're men or not, to be that their marriage is valid with this woman, or Valachareshas, if she's a deaf mute, which also makes the marriage rabbinic, Valachait, or if she's mentally deranged, or Eshas Abikeach, even if those two cases, even if she's the wife of a mentally sane person, but again, she's mentally deranged, or she's deaf mute. Or Val Isha Shimugdesha Basavik, or any woman who the Kedushin is in doubt if it was ever engaged, Imugdesha Basavik, or not clear if she was divorced. In all these cases, if a man has relations with this woman, Kula Maturin, all of them is going to be exempt because the Mises Besness only when there's a definite biblical Kedushin, and not when the Kedushin are either in doubt or if it's only from a rabbinic marriage. Now, Vemhoy Mazidin, and if it was deliberate, so again, although they're exempt from the liability, Makan Isa Makas Maradis, but they give them rabbinic lashes, just like a man having a relationship with a single girl for purposes of nus, that's inappropriate and we give rabbinic lashes. Here it definitely no less than that. Halacha Beis, Habala Katana Esha Zagadah. Someone has relations with a young girl, a minor, who's the wife of an adult man. So it depends. Im Kidsha Avio, if her father married her off, Hareza Bechenik. So she's a regular married woman, and therefore there's the Isra of Eish HaSish, which is strangulation. Now, Vehi Betur Meklum, the girl herself, the wife, the woman, the married woman, she's going to be exempt because she's a minor, she doesn't get punished. So she's Betur Meklum. And now, however, the Rambam holds of Nesra Al Bala. But if she did it willingly, although she's a young girl, she will be forbidden on her husband, because the Rambam holds that by minor, we don't say that any seduction of a minor is considered as if she was forced and raped, which the Rambam discusses the salient point of that idea. The Rambam holds that she becomes forbidden to her husband. Like we explained to the Rambam in Halacha Sosayit and Perek Beis Halacha Dal. Now, that's if her father married her off, so it's a biblical marriage. But if she's a girl that could do a refusal, which her condition is only rabbinic, where her mother and her brothers married her off, then biblically she's not considered married. So makan oisay makas maradis. So the man who has having relations with this quote unquote married woman, this girl, we give him rabbinic lashes because biblically we don't consider her as married, but rabbinically we do. Vehimutes labala, but her, she's permitted to her husband vafilo hakayin. Even if he was a kayin, since biblically she's not really considered married to him, so it's like a single girl with a single guy where he doesn't make her into a zayin, and therefore the kayin is not forbidden to her. She's not even considered as a zayinah. Halacha Gimel, Rambam continues with the specifics if the married woman is a bas kayin, daughter of a kayin, which the Torah singles out for a different type of a punishment. Bas kayin shezinsa kishi eishas ish. If the daughter of a kayin is mezana when she was a married woman, ben shayya bala kayin, whether if her husband was a kayin, ben shayya saw whether her husband was Yisrael, it doesn't make a difference. Even if her husband is a mamzer, a yinasin, or from one of the Shiva umays of Eretz Canaan, or Sharmachi Olavan, or from other negative prohibition, meaning although actually the cohabitation that this woman has with her husband actually invalidates her from kahuna because she's forbidden to be married to them, it doesn't make a difference. When she's mezana as a married woman with another man, hariz b'sreifa, she gets the penalty of being burnt. Shem like says in the pasuk, "Uvasish kain." If the daughter of a man of a kain, I mean, she's the daughter of a kain. Kisechel isness. If she profanes herself to be mezana, the that's what Torah says in Mikra Chavalov, so that she gets a special punishment of sreifa. Uvoyel abachenik. But the man who has relations with her has halacha like a regular man who's married, having a relation with a married woman, where he gets the death penalty of chenik of strangulation. And v'chein the other way, Bas Yisrael. If she's the daughter of her father, is not a kain. Eish is kohen, even if her husband is a kohen, b'chenek, it's regular strangulation, could then call Eish as like any married woman. It's a specific halacha of the daughter of a kohen whose mazan is a married woman. Now, halacha dalad is also another unique halacha. Baal naira marasa. One has relations with two variables, a naira, which is a girl that, where she became bas mitzvah, so to speak, 12 years old with two pubic hairs for the next 6 months, and she's marasa, and she's engaged. So if someone has relations with that girl, shnei b'skila, both of them get stoned. Now, there's no liability of stone. It has to be that she's a maiden virgin that's engaged. And she has to still be in her father's household. But let's say already she's 6 months after having become an adult, so she's not a nair anymore, she's a bekeres. Or the other variable, she's not engaged anymore. She already went to the chuppah. Obviously, even if they didn't have cohabitation, but she already considered married. And even if she didn't get married, the father just already gave over his rights to the agents of the husband, and she was on the journey to the new husband. It's not considered bevesa vi anymore, although she's still a nair marasa. Then again, it's going to be like a regular married woman, which includes that engagement, and they get strangulation. Halacha hey, v'abal ketana marasa bevesa vi. Let's say she's everything like we said in the previous halacha. Just as she's a minor, she's not even a naira, she's under bas mitzvah, but she's engaged in the father's household. So hubiskeila, he gets the halacha as with a naira mayrasa, but v'hibatur, she's exempt because she's a minor. Now, moreover, the naira mayrasa bas koin, she's insult. Although we said before, when the bas koin is mezana, she gets sreifa, but if she's a naira mayrasa, if she's a girl that's engaged, even though she's the daughter of a koin that's mezana, biskila, he'll shall get the severe penalty of being stoned. Halacha vav, bola asar, let's say 10 men had relations with her. And she's a virgin that's engaged in her father's household. They each had relations with the one after the other. So the first one was the one that was mezana with the nair marasa, that was a besula, and he made her non-virgin anymore, so he gets skila, and the rest get chanak. But when do we say this? If all the men had relations with her vaginally in a normal way, but if had relation with her in the unnatural way, so she still has her virginity intact in her genital area. So v'kul and b'skila, so they're actually all going to get skila because they're all having relations with a nair marasa b'veisavir. Halacha zayin, nair marasa shoyisim b'shachreres agiyeres. If you have a naira that was engaged, that was a freed maid servant, or she was a female convert, so and even though she got freed or got converted when she was under 3 years old, so there's no problem about because that she's not a besula. Or even if she was had znus when she was 2 years old, the besula will come back. That's not the reason what we're about to say. Still, hariz b'chenek, she's going to get only strangulation, both her and the adulterer. Kocholesh, this is like any married woman, and not the unique halacha of nair marasa. And that's specifically because the Torah made this halacha of skila b'nair marasa only by a full-fledged Yisraelis, like it says, ki asa naval b'Yisrael, and that wouldn't include this woman who was not a full-fledged Yisrael because she was a giyaris, or she was a mishachreris. Halacha ches. Then chadash, another unique halacha. Then chadash yesh b'mitzis shema. This unique halacha, in what we know as the mitzis shema, in the man who spreads a bad name about the woman that he married. What's the novelty? If it turns out it's true what he's saying, he says, well, I just got married, the last night was the chasna, and I don't find besulim. And it turns out it's true. Uvo edim shizin tzikashis namaras, and witnesses come and testify that she was mezana when she was engaged as a naira. So, although she was mezana after she had already left her father's household, let's say on the journey to the new husband, and even the bigger chiddush, even if she was mezana, even after the chuppah, where she was a full-fledged wife already, koydim bila sabal, before the husband had relations with her, because generally, when there's chuppah and there's no bia, so generally there's going to be chenek, in contrast, and the Rava discusses this, regarding hibah mitzvah shemra, it's going to be a unique halach, it's going to be seikel noisal pesach b'zaviyah. Here we're going to give her stone, we're going to stone her by the entryway of her father's household. As aval shar naris marasa, because regularly in other engaged girls, shlohelin din leitzei shemra, that they don't have this unique halacha mitzvah shemra, which is that the husband comes the next morning and says, hey, I didn't find the besulim. There, shazonim achashetz mezav, there, as we said before, if she was mezana after she already left her father's household, although she's naim marasa and besula, but she's not in her father's household anymore, harim mechenik, then there's only strangulation, k'mishmi anu, like we explained in halacha dal. So you learn by a married woman, specifically Nesua, not that of Mayrasa, comes out there's shalosh mises, there's three types of death that are possible. You have yesh eshes ishe b'chenek. You have your classic Jewish woman, non-bas koyin, that's married, that they get strangulation if she's mezana. The yesh eshes ishe b'sreifa, you have a married woman that could have the punishment of a sreifa if she's the daughter of a koyin that was mezana when she was married. The yesh eshes ishe b'skil, then you have a married woman that could get skil, like we said, the unique halach of meitzi shemra, where if it turns out it's true what the husband's saying, even if she's mezana after the chuppah, she's still going to get that halach of skila. Now, halacha test, now the Rambam qualifies, where exactly do we do the stoning? Veichin tzikl na'am rasa shazinza, where do we do this punishment of being stoned, of the na'am rasa that was mezana? So, im zinza beveis avi, if she mezana when she was in her father's household, so afa bishlehi idu aleho edim. Even if the witnesses didn't testify, then this is only until she really came to her father-in-law's household and she got married, doesn't make a difference. But if she's mezana when she was still by her father's household, so she gets stoned by the entry of her father's household to say, look, this is the daughter that you brought up because she's mezana when she was in their household. Now, let's say since the beis chamia, let's say she's mezana in her father-in-law's household, before the father ever gave her over, which she still has the halacha then as an arusa, even if they testified on her once she was already back in her father's household, but ultimately she's mezana by her in-laws, then she gets tkilo by the entry of that city where she was mezana and not by her father's household, because it's not appropriate to say, oh, look at the girl that you brought up, because it wasn't done in their household, it was done on by the in-laws. Halacha yud. Let's say Bo Eidim Achashe Bagar. Let's say the witnesses only came after Sharita became a Begeris. It's already been 6 months since she became a Naira. Or Achashe Balabala, or they only came and to testify after the husband already consummated the relationship. Although the witnesses are testifying, yeah, we're late in coming, but actually she was in the Zana when she was still in her father's household. When she was still in Naira, that was a Basula. Her reason is Skelz Bevesa Skila. Here she's going to get just stoned in the courthouse, which is they have a special place where they would do stoning for all the Mises that get Skila. Here, in other words, she wouldn't be by Pesach Bezaviyah, and neither by the gate of the city, which is, let's say, where her in-laws were, but rather a distinct place of the base of Skila. And the reason is because by those two situations, by the case that we're describing over here, if she's in Mezana right now, which when she was already Begeris, or her husband already had relations with her, if this was now, she would get Chenek. Now, so although we're not changing the halacha to Chenek, she's going to remain with her original Skila, but what does change is that it's not going to be from Pesach Bezaviyah, and rather it's going to be in the base of Skila, which that also is related to what the Ravid discusses in his Hasag. Halacha Yudav. Haysa rasa shalei b'kedusha v'lei dasa b'kedusha. Let's say her conception was without sanctity, but her birth was, meaning her mother converted when she was pregnant with this girl before she gave birth to her. And then this woman, this was mezana as an Arab rasa. So the scales of Pesach Hashar her ear, so she gets stoned by the entryway of the gate of the city. Now, kol mitzvah mitzvasa liskal oisa pesach shahir, any one that her mitzvah is to get stoned by the entry of the gate of the city, so it depends. In moisa yeshu b'goyim, if it's a city, the majority are non-Jews. Soikul mitzvah pesach bez, and then they just do the stoning by the entryway of the court, because since the majority are non-Jews, we don't call it sha'orecha, which is supposed to be. Rather, you'll do it by the courts, the gates of the courthouse. Now, anyone that the mitzvah is to stone her by the entry of her father's household, if she didn't have a father, or she had a father but he was homeless, didn't have a house, then she gets stoned by the house of, again, where the stoning of the court is. Because it's not like, now she can't get stoned because she can't be done with Pesach B'Zaviyah. That's only a mitzvah. If to show the parents, like, look what you did, she was mezana by you, that's by the entry of the household of the father, but it's not integral for the skila. The skila will still go on just by the base of skila of the courthouse. Now, Lochi Bez Ram continues, what happens if there's more than one act of cohabitation? Habal Ervam and Arayis Bias Harbe. If someone has a relation with a woman that's forbidden to him as an erva, and he has relations many times, Chayiv Karas and Mrs. Bez, not called Bia Bias, so he's liable for Karas or corporal punishment for every single act of cohabitation. Now, Av Bishem Bez Nichel Lomisel Misach, obviously the court can only kill him one time. But every habiyas nachshavas like habiyas harbe. Each act of cohabitation is considered like a separate sin. And v'chein bo biyachas. So to have even had relations one time, but shechiyov nalem b'shem is harbe. But this woman he's liable for because she has many different negative prohibitions associated with her. A woman could be a zayin, it could be a grusha for a coin. Let's say it could have many different prohibitions. Shem hayishayig. If he did it by mistake, maybe korban. Kol shem b'shem. He has to bring a korban for every single title that this woman had. Although he only had one time relations, like Rambam explains in the fourth parak, halacha base. Now, if Emoyim Mezer did deliberately, Harizin Nachshav is like Haveres Harba. Again, although he's only going to get killed one time, but each one is considered like a separate sin. And Mechen Yeshbo Bia Achas, you could also have one act of cohabitation. But look, a little Malkriyas Harba, you could get many lashes. Kameshas Bar, like Ram is going to explain later on, Pegazan, Halacha Tes, and Yud. Now, Halacha Yigimel, the Ram continues with a different unique halacha, that of the Shifcha Harufa. Says the Ram, Shifcha Harufa Murba Tairo. He, what does that mean? Shechetzi shifcha v'chetzi baschar, and she's half maidservant, half free woman, which classically that could be when she's owned by two owners and one of them frees her. She's half a regular Jewess and half as a maidservant. U'mekadesh l'Eved Ivri, and she's engaged to Eved Ivri, where only Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Jewish woman and marry that of a slave woman. So she's engaged to the Eved Ivri, to the Jewish slave. She says in the Pasig, lo yumsu, they won't die, ki leicho pasha, because she's not totally free, because she's half maidservant. So if ever someone has relations with her, won't get executed like that of a married woman. Now, Harmishtachu Kula, then the inference is, but if she was totally freed, then the person would be liable for the corporal punishment because Sharinasa Eshes Gemur, now she's considered a bona fide married woman to the Eved Ivri, to the Jewish man that she was engaged to, who now she's full fledged married. Kamesh Ran Lechazish, like we explained Lechazishes in the fourth parak Alacha Dezai. Alacha Yudalt. Now, says the Ram, this Shivcha Charufa, be a Shivcha Zub Mishun Mikol Bias Asur's Batar. Having relations with this maidservant who's engaged to an Eved Ivri is different than all other cohabitations that are forbidden in the Torah. For the reason is, Shari, he like her, she actually gets lashes. She's like, it says in the Pasuk, Bikuris Tia, Bikuris means there's going to be lashes, and Tia means should be for her, which she gets lashes, not him. V'hu chayev karban asham, and he's liable for a karban of an asham, a guilt offering. She's like, it says in the Pasuk, Vepas Hashem, he brings his asham. And that's Echad Shegev Echad Mezer, that's a unique halacha, not only if he does it by mistake, which that's generally you bring a karban, but even if he does it deliberately. Now, her, to be liable for her malchus, obviously is only if she does it deliberately with warning. But by him, it's whether even if he does it by mistake or deliberately, but Shivcha Harufa, maybe Asham, by this unique Shivcha Harufa, he brings an Asham if he had relations with her. Now, Havavo, Allah, Biyashab, if he had relations with her many times, Be'mezodin, Be'mishkog, whether deliberately, whether by mistake, again, maybe Asham Mechad only brings one Asham, and that takes care of it all. Aval he, but her, Chavis Malkas are called Bia Bia and Moise Mazida. She's liable for every single act of cohabitation, a sibbat of lashes, if she did it deliberately, Kashoch, Yivalavan, like all of the negative prohibitions, which for her it's a love, and every single Bia is a separate love. Halachat Ezvav. Hama'ara b'shivcha charufa, if someone just inserts his corona by the maidservant, by this shivcha charufa, the half maidservant, and he doesn't do a full act of cohabitation, here it's unique, it's going to be pot, it's going to be exempt, until he finishes the cohabitation. And more of another interesting qualification is, he's only liable if she's an adult, haba'ula, who already had cohabitation, hamazida, that was deliberate, uvertzayna, she did it willingly. Because if she was a minor, which she's exempt from lashes, if she didn't have bia yet once before, because nechrefes actually is a terminology of change, which she was different than how she was born, which she already had cohabitation, that's the qualification has to be. Or if she, let's say, she made a mistake, she didn't realize this was wrong, or yanuso, she was raped, she was forced, or you shouldn't know she was sleeping, pata, then the man's going to be exempt. And because we compare him to her, so only if she's liable is he liable. Let's say he has a relation with her anally, unnaturally, pata is going to be exempt. And the reason is, because by shivcha charufa, unlike all married women, by all our eyes, here, and also regarding that of Hara, just the corona, it's not going to be enough, because we don't compare the bia in the normal way to that of the unnatural way. Because Shneim it says by the shivcha charufa shichva zera has to be a laying of seed, which is only if it's done in a full act of bia, which could conceive a child, which obviously has to be done vaginally. Al b'shar bias lechalik ben bia labia. Yeah, by all other forbidden cohabitations with all the other arayis, the Torah does not differentiate between the act of bia. Shemayk says in the pasuk, mishke ve'ishta, the laying with a woman, which is done in the plural. Magen lecha akazav sheshnei mishkavas ve'ishta. The Torah is teaching you that there's two ways of laying with a woman. One is kedarka, and one is shalei kedarka. Halacha tazayin. Kamakam shemana b'shivcha shupata. Anyway, we say that by the maidservant that he's going to be exempt. So who put him in the carbon? He's exempt from his carbon asha. The ibetur menamakas, and she's exempt from her lashes. But again, we still give them rabbinic lashes. If they were adults and they were deliberate, although it's biblically exempt, but still this is highly inappropriate, and therefore we give them rabbinic lashes. Halacha Yedzayin. Ben Tesha shouldn't be a mechad. If a 9-year-old boy, Shabbat Shivcha Charufa, has relations with this Shivcha Charufa, so he like it, she's going to get lashes because his act is a bia, he's already over 9 years old. And but who may be carbon? Uniquely, he's going to bring a carbon because the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Samach Tes says, I would only know that a man, as generally, is going to be liable. A 9-year-old, how do we know? Because it says, not ish, it says vi-ish, which the Rebbe discusses this idea, but Not everyone agrees to this idea, but that's what the Rambam says, that even the minor, as long as he's over 9 years old, he's going to bring a carbon. And she, of course, is going to get lashes because it's an act of bia. Now, bahu, but again, like we said, shatiya gedayla has to be that she's an adult. Ba'ula, she already had once cohabitation before, and the retzayna she was doing willingly. Kamesh Bran, like we said in the previous halacha design. As we said, she'ina ish chayiv carbon, because the man is not liable for carbon, after it's chayiv himakas until she's liable for her lashes. Now, like it says in the pasuk, comparing the two of them, bikaris tiya, lashes there should be for her, behavior sachamai, and then he brings his carbon ashram, his guilt offering.